This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 15, 2017. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, the Peabody City Council on Thursday night approved the mayor's request to buy 10 Lowell Street in Peabody Square for $425,000. The purchase is part of a vision Mayor Ted Betancourt has for the downtown. He intends to knock down the structure and replace it with a park and a statue of George Peabody. The possibility of adding additional parking may be in the cards. The City Council's Finance Committee unanimously approved of Betancourt's request to enter a purchase and sale agreement for 10 Lowell Street, with Ann Manning Martin absent. The building and land is valued at $340,200. According to city records, the property is listed on the market for $549,999. To pay for the property, $185,000 will come from the Community Preservation Fund, and the remaining $250,000 will be taken from the city's purchase and sale of real estate property account. The amount covers closing costs. About 4 years ago, the city purchased the building next door, 16 Lowell Street, which was demolished in 2014, to provide flood mitigation in the area. Much more in the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. Swampscott is getting closer to replacing the Hadley School. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, the Swampscott School District has been accepted into the Massachusetts School Building Authority's MSBA program, a large step forward for officials seeking to replace the aging Hadley Elementary School. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item in Lynn that the MSBA Board of Directors voted on Wednesday to invite the Hadley Elementary School into the MSBA's eligibility period. School officials are seeking state support for a new school building 3 years after the town rejected a district-wide elementary school. Hadley School is the oldest building in the town. The current conditions have caused students to miss school in the past. A recent boiler replacement project at the school to keep it heated and safe for the children cost more than $400,000, which school officials said is an example of how the building is negatively affecting the town. Quote, "This is really wonderful news from the MSBA," Superintendent Pamela Angelakis said in a statement. "We are focused on how we can make K-12 education in Swampscott equitable for all students. However, it is important to note that the Swampscott's educational plan reflects a number of new solutions for our students that can help ensure that the project fits within the town's current long-range financial capacity." Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald said in a statement that the town has been planning for this project for many years now. "We recently presented some information on Swampscott's tax classification and how we are planning for the future capital needs with an eye on the stabilizing of the tax rate." There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Another school story in Ipswich. The Massachusetts School Building Authority approved moving ahead with a plan for a combined elementary school at the Doyon site, an issue that has divided the town for months, according to a story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. She continues, "The MSBA voted to push the project into the schematic design phase, which will allow town officials to look at more in-depth plans like school models and other options," according to a news release from the MSBA. Ipswich School Committee, tasked with voting on the location and size of the new school, faced opposition over whether to go with the larger combined 775-student school at one of the existing school sites or renovate both of the town's elementary schools, Doyon and Winthrop. Each is in need of significant repairs. Back in July, the school committee voted to spend $250,000 out of the district's budget to have early plans for the new school devised after town meeting voted against allocating the money from the town for that purpose. Before that, the committee voted to move the preferred site for the new school. The original plan was for the new school to be at Winthrop, a downtown walkable location. But concerns mounted by fellow residents resulted in a second vote to have the location changed to Doyon. Originally, the entire project was supposed to head a fall town meeting and then townwide vote soon afterward. However, that was pushed off until the spring town meeting, usually in May, as school officials grappled with how the town couldn't come up to with a compromise. More on the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. And she also writes in today's Salem News, a mural left inside the former McDonald's restaurant in Beverly along the waterfront has yet to find a new home at the as the building moves closer to its expected date with the wrecking ball. The mural is the work of Emil Grupa, a well-known Gloucester artist, and his son Robert. It depicts the Beverly Harbor stretching across the Beverly-Salem Bridge to Salem, a vibrant piece of an otherwise dilapidated and reportedly junk-filled building. While the city's harbormaster was using the restaurant as office space, the department recently moved to its new headquarters nearby. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.